Time now for your letters. Carrie Kahn's story last week on an effort in Miami Beach to restrict sex offenders from living in the city prompted Jonathan Shapiro of Scotch Plains, New Jersey, to write, "I agree that Americans, and especially our children, deserve protection from sexual predators. However, not everyone who has been convicted of a sexual offense is a sexual predator. For example, a person who is caught skinny dipping in a remote area may be convicted of indecent exposure and placed on the sex offenders list, and that person's life is destroyed. Minor offenses should not lead to the lifetime penalty of being placed on the sexual offenders list, and in particular, skinny dipping should not be considered a sexual offense at all." And this sound caught the ear of many of you. That was the signature motif of NBC Radio's Monitor program, and our feature brought back memories for many of you. For a small-town boy from a working-class family, writes Wayne Morris of Birmingham, Alabama, NBC's famed weekend show provided a vision of life beyond Alabama. Its news and programs educated us about values diametrically opposed to George Wallace's mendacity and hate. It made us feel connected to a better place and showed us a better America. And Gene Hill of Sioux City, Iowa, adds, "In your discussion about the pioneering work that Monitor did, the question was asked whether or not there was a present-day counterpart. I think the obvious answer is the four primary news shows on NPR, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Weekend Saturday, and best of all, Weekend Sunday. The others don't have a puzzle." Finally, our interview with 13-year-old piano prodigy Kit Armstrong gave many of you a reason to write. "I was very moved by the interview with this stunning young prodigy," writes Susan Thompson of Albany, New York. "The youthful gentleness of his vocal tone did not match the depth and breadth of this young man's knowledge and capacities. I fell in love with his Chicken Sonata. Thank you so much for sharing this delightful and talented young person with us." You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us button. And don't forget, tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.